Previously on
Best Pet Music.
Can anyone hear me?
Robbie, I can hear you.
Is anyone scared of my ghost voice?
No, I sound like that too.
Come, Sam.
What are we supposed to do with the show if I'm a vampire and you're just normal?
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you turned me into a ghost.
Can anyone hear me?
Robbie, I can hear you.
Is anyone scared of my ghost voice?
No, I sound like that too.
Come, Sam.
You know, as a kid, I wanted more than anything to have a ghost-busting party.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music.
Music.
Thank you. sambar. As cadeiras dela ficaram doendo de tanto xingar. A baiana dela ficou surrada de tanto brincar. A sandália dela ficou furada de tanto sambar. As cadeiras dela ficaram doendo de tanto xingar. A baiana dela ficou surrada de tanto brincar. Ai, ai, carnaval chegou. Tristeza terminou. São três dias pra gente sonhar. Ai, deixa a nega se acabar. A sandália dela ficou furada de tanto sambar. As cadeiras dela ficaram doendo de tanto gingar. A baiana dela ficou surrada de tanto brincar. A sandália dela ficou furada de tanto sambar. As cadeiras dela ficaram doendo de tanto gingar. A baiana dela ficou surrada de tanto brincar. Ai, ai, carnaval chegou. Tristeza terminou. São três dias pra gente sonhar. Ai, deixa a nega se acabar. Ela ficou furada de tanto sambar. As cadeiras dela ficaram doendo de tanto gingar. A baiana dela ficou surrada de tanto brincar. A sandália dela ficou furada de tanto sambar. As cadeiras dela ficaram doendo de tanto gingar. A baiana dela ficou surrada de tanto brincar. Ai, ai, carnaval chegou. Tristeza terminou. São três dias pra gente sonhar. Ai, deixa a nega se
acabar. You know, Robbie, I wish you would, I wish your ghost arms would be more helpful in picking up all this trash. I mean, it's one thing to throw parties and invite a bunch of people, but if you can't pick up after yourself, I don't know what the point is. And I don't like them. I don't like having to do this.
Well, you know, if you hadn't turned me into a ghost, then we'd be fine.
Oh,
we'd
yeah.
We'd be able to have a party.
Yeah, me.
And I'd be able to help clean up.
Sure.
Because as I understand, it's probably pretty difficult for you to get all of that cassette tape out of the... unwound from the cassette tape player. It's a pretty difficult task.
Yeah, that's
picking
a mess.
Picking up after yourself.
All this hardened rotel all over the table. That stuff isn't easy to get off.
Yeah, it is. Just use a spoon or your fingernail. It's fine.
It's amazing how convenient it is when you can touch things and can't touch things as a ghost.
I haven't perfected it. Didn't you see ghosts? He can't necessarily, he can't jump into the subway. Sometimes he jumps through it, and then the guy from Better Off Dead can do everything, and he teaches him how.
Yeah.
Was that Matrix? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's this is something you look. You know, there's no fucking rule book to be a ghost. You know, unless you count that rule book out of Beetlejuice.
Sure.
But they don't. You know, I've seen that six times, and I didn't really get a whole lot of help from that.
You try watching Ghost World?
I didn't. That's a good idea. But, you know, I'm not sure that that's the right thing to do, whereas that's not a fucking ghost movie, you know? I even watched that episode of Scooby-Doo with the electricity guy, and that didn't help anything.
Yeah, because he's not really a ghost.
No, nor was he really an electricity guy. He had a hat on. It was a device thing. what the hell is a ghost to do, you know? Where do we go?
I think you should, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't know a whole lot about ghosting, being a ghost. I'm not a ghost. I'm a vampire. It's a bit different. But I would say that you probably want to go down to, like, your local ghost something. Is there, like, a ghost government or office or something?
Or a ghost embassy.
Yeah, it's like they'll assign you to, like, somebody that you got to haunt. Be like, this is your person. You got to haunt this person.
Right. Well, yeah, but those are all the shitty jobs. They just want you to haunt someone really boring who doesn't really have a life or anything going on. Mm. You got to work your way up, but the only way is if you already know someone. And then you can get the good job haunting a celebrity or a small child or something like that.
Hmm.
It's not as easy as it seems. Everyone makes it out to seem like...
Well, maybe one of your great-grandfathers could get you a job, you know, on the side with a haunting...
Well...
Haunting some...
Somebody. Well, they're not going to be much help. They're lazy haunters, and they've been downgraded. I know my grandpa Eldridge is... All he's doing is haunting a drunk. The guy doesn't even know that there's a ghost there. He's always asleep. And he doesn't know. He thinks it's his friend Frank.
That's pathetic.
And then my other grandpa has been haunting a dog. And the dog doesn't, I mean, his ears move. But, I mean, all the good jobs are taken. They got a guy,
guess so.
This guy that I went to high school with, he's haunting Abraham Lincoln's ghost.
Oh, man.
I don't even know how that works, but he's haunting Abraham Lincoln's ghost. Evidently, when you retire from haunting, you get your own ghost.
Wow. I guess that's what happens when you're a really important ghost.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the first person that got haunted by Abraham Lincoln? That'd be hard to try to explain to your friends. Well, I mean, it's
an amazing privilege.
They would think you'd be crazy. Because it's one thing to tell people, I'm haunted by a ghost. But another thing to be like, I'm haunted by Abraham Lincoln's ghost. And they're like, sure you are.
Self-important bastard.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, I'm sure maybe some of the other presidents have been haunted by Abraham Lincoln. And he tries to bestow his knowledge on them.
Right. Well, I imagine that when you become president, it's a lot like Hogwarts, that when you get into the Oval Office, all the paintings of all the dead presidents, like, talk to you and tell you secrets.
Oh, it's amazing. You get to know all of Herbert Hoover's wildest wishes and fantasies.
Right. You get to know what Grover Cleveland was really thinking.
I'd like to ask Garfield if they named him after the cat.
They
named the cat after him. And if so, does he like lasagna? How much does he like? How does he like it?
Yeah.
If he likes it cooked at 350 degrees or if he likes it cooked at 400 degrees.
And does he have an aversion to the vet? And does he have a cuter, smaller cousin that's a girl? And if so, is she available?
You know, it's amazing. If I had started back a couple weeks ago, then there was a position open to haunt for the guy that played Abraham Lincoln in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, to haunt him. Which is amazing.
Wow.
I'd love to do that. He's not really a working actor anymore.
That sounds pretty
really
good.
Impressive. If you watch it, he's a really impressive guy. He's got a talent in his heart.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe you could haunt the guy that played Socrates. He's probably haunting Socrates up in Vermont. The real one. Up there on his farm.
Yeah.
Billy the Kid. And they're a good couple.
You know, I'm never gonna get to kiss Cindy or Linda anymore. I won't get to touch them on my legs, and I'll never know the feeling of this warm puppy licking my face, nuzzling me.
Shit happens. Well, I've got this vampire thing I gotta do.
What, right now?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's nothing.
Can you tell me about it?
No, it no ghosts allowed. Actually, I didn't want to say anything, but.
But you guys are dead, though. You're the undead, and I'm dead.
Yeah,
why
but
can't we hang out?
It's kind of strictly vampire.
I don't understand this. You guys have all these problems with werewolves too, and there's no fucking problem with werewolves. All they do, they just smell. They're not any.
Yeah, werewolves suck.
Dude, werewolves are awesome, man. You used to love American Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
you used to love.
I've
that
kind
movie.
Of grown up, though. You know, it's not even funny anymore.
It's not. It wasn't. It's not funny. It's an amazing film.
Yeah, not the same. I mean, have you seen Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yeah, it's awful. It's boring as shit.
No, it's amazing. It's definitely one of Gary Oldman's finest performances.
I think you've totally changed. All right, well, get out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you around, you know? And hey, go find some ghost friends.
Yeah, right.
Go haunt somebody.
Right, whatever. Yeah. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music. Hello? Robbie? Hey, I can't hear you in here. Let me go outside. No, I can't. Stop talking. I can't hear you. It's too loud. Hold on. Okay, that's better. Hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm at this vampire party.
It's been a while.
Has been a while. It's been a while. This party blows.
What have you been doing the last couple of weeks?
Just hanging out with a lot of goth kids. It's kind of lame.
It's all the vampires. I thought that the vampires we saw at the other party were kind of hot. What happened to them? Were they just...
I don't know. Maybe that was just a conference or something. Now
okay.
I'm just stuck with all of these kids with lots of piercings and black clothing and Cure t-shirts.
Jeez, that sounds...
This party's just a lot of people just sitting around talking about how they don't like weed, but they're smoking a lot of it and listening to Skinny Puppy and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Now, that sounds like the vampires I know.
Yeah.
Reading in
Anne Rice novels. Yeah.
And that sounds really boring.
I wonder if Anne Rice is proud of her legacy. What are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging out in a graveyard right now.
Yeah? The graveyard shift?
We're haunting dead people and...
less fortunate.
Really boring. Yeah, yeah. Well, and they want us to keep our practice up for whenever we go into the major leagues. But,
sure.
You know, I took a part-time job recording scary Halloween sounds.
Sounds good.
Ooh.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That gave me chills.
Well, I've been working on it.
Yeah, you're getting good.
Thank you. But, you know, I was thinking the other day, I miss our times. You know, I miss working on the best cuts. I miss reading... letters from Best Cut.
Yeah.
You know, by the fire.
I miss that too.
Correspondences from Mr. M.
Yeah.
And Cindy and Linda and Jonathan, of course.
Yeah.
And I really, I think that we should reconsider all of this and just kind of take the good, take the bad, take them both, and there you have us, and we would go back to it. We could do the show.
We could do this. Maybe we just need to regroup. We just need to get back to the offices and just kind of assess the situation. Yeah. There's a lot a ghost and a vampire could do.
Yeah,
comedy music world.
We're more than ghosts and vampires. We're also people.
We used to be people.
And there's those experiences too. And you know, whatever.
We've had life experiences. This is the kind of thing that Jack Kerouac encourages.
Well, our lives are a lot like a Jack Kerouac novel.
On the road.
On the road.
Instead of ending up in Big Sur, we ended up in New Orleans.
Right. Everyone's calling it Little New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't get what that's all about.
It's really odd. I don't think it's that.
I thought there was just New Orleans proper.
Yeah, and it's not that. Well, it's kind of small, I guess.
It is kind of small.
Did you see the...
hey, wait. I think I can see you over there at the graveyard. Wave your ghost hand.
You see me?
I see you.
Is that you?
That's me. That's me over here.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Hey.
Man, small world.
Hey, looking slim these days.
Yeah, well, I haven't eaten much. Let me walk over to where you are. This is kind of silly, and I'm using up all my minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, all right.
So I'd saved up a couple of $100, and I think we can make our way back to the studio with my money.
Okay.
If you can drive me, I don't think I can hold the steering wheel very well with my ghost hands.
Yeah, I could drive you. Will you be able to manifest yourself within the car so that you stay in the car?
I think so. Being a ghost has been oddly inconvenient, but things just tend to work out.
Sure.
This place... Hey, what is that?
New Orleans is just like a strange microcosm of culture and reality. What
is that? Look, just over those buildings in the French Quarter, there's a... I think that's the Eiffel Tower. Did they move that here?
Weird.
Do we have that now?
That does look like the Eiffel Tower.
But
that
is
the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. I didn't think they moved it. Pretty sure it's still in Paris. I mean, I know they moved the London Bridge to somewhere in Arizona, but...
Wait a minute. What? There's a... Look, it's New York... What is that? It's the... Sears? No, wait. It's the Empire State Building.
Holy crap, you're right.
What's that about?
What's
New
that
York,
doing
New
here?
York.
Oh, shit. Look behind us. Look over there. It's like a giant pyramid.
This place is bizarre.
Man, New Orleans just gets weirder and weirder.
Did you see all of the slot machines over there? Over in that section?
I did. There were slot machines in the hotel that we were at, too. I didn't know what that was about. Everyone I didn't know gambling. They legalized gambling in New Orleans. Huh. Well, that beat all. It's weird. It's like New Orleans is like a small version of Vegas or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do some more inspecting here. Let's go check that out. Well, yeah, this would make sense if they put like a little Las Vegas inside of New Orleans. That would explain all those Wayne Newton billboards I kept seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the desert.
Yeah, the desert outside of the swampiness.
The miles and miles of desert everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can drive around before we leave a little bit.
Okay.
Let's do it. Just say goodbye to New Orleans.
Yeah, because we really didn't even see all of New Orleans.
No,
we
no,
said
no.
We were going to, and then we didn't.
I didn't even get to see the Neville brothers.
I know. And it was Mardi Gras. I'm pretty sure we missed that.
Although I won't miss the Zydeco. I'll tell you that much.
I'm done with that.
Yeah. No more accordions for the rest of my
play
life.
Play that ad nauseum. It's like, yeah. I can't even listen to polka now.
Calm down. Yeah. Calm
it's
down.
Like it's ruined all other accordion music
don't
for me.
Yeah. Slow down.
You know, you got a suit of armor on your chest that
can't
you can play with sticks.
Can't even listen to Edith Piaf anymore.
Yeah. And I know how much you love French chanteuse music.
Yes.
And gypsy and klezmer. I mean.
It's amazing.
It's amazing music. All ruined.
All right. Okay. If you can take these keys.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right.
You're listening to the best cuts
of music.
Under my scout, who will wild up my 45 in 9 mode? Can't know if my pressing out in my goat. While life them wicked and them can't go us out. Listen me, no Babylon boy. I know you want us for Star Shikai, dear, and I appear. You, Mr. Babylon boy. How you want me to put your finger on them, we slide your gear. Listen me, no Babylon boy. See him, we all up to them, didn't up you, we end up, see him, we. You, Mr. Babylon boy.
Yeah, boss upset.
What a piece of brightness. Party man parade, never see no like this. Saddam is giving fear, the queen can go back fight this. Them can't sign this. Party man be dead, don't do the kids to sign this. Listen me no Babylon, 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 Babylon. Babylon boy, man, know you want us move on down, she cried here under your beer. Hey, look up Babylon boy, how will you have it if I put your finger under me, it's like a deer. Rock, come on, check the man under my scout. Move and bounce, come on, my body, five in nine mode. Can't know if the rest of you out in my coat. One like them wicked and they can't go us out. Listen me, no Babylon boy, man, know you want us move on down, she cried here under your beer. You listen Babylon boy, how will you have it if I put your finger under me, it's like a deer. Listen me, no Babylon boy.
Yeah,
operate the bossing on the line this. So don't me TV fit me quick, I'm gonna find this. Them girls sign this, this. Party man for dead, don't do the kitchen sign this. Listen in the Babylon boy, my know you want to smoke a sound, she kind here and I appear. Hey, look up Babylon boy, how you want to put your finger on the face like a deer. Ross, 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 Ross.
Babylon, 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 Babylon,
can you buckle up? I don't want to get a ticket.
Do they ticket for that here in Little Vegas?
New Orleans? I don't know, but I just want to be sure. I mean, you're dead and all, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess...
but you're a passenger.
Safety first.
Safety first.
I don't like to bend the rules. Would rather not bend the rules.
Yeah.
When it comes to safety.
And, yeah. And what if we do get into a wreck, you become solid for a second, and then you fly through the windshield.
Yeah, I might float away or something. Who knows?
Yeah,
might just float into space. Up into space.
Yeah,
that would be
like a balloon.
That would be like, right? Like,
oh, you'd probably find out where those balloons go. It's probably a layer, stratosphere
there
where
is.
There's just balloons hanging out.
Yeah, with little children's messages on them.
Yeah, on them.
Fascinating. I want to see like a picture of a globe, like very realistic Earth with like balloons, like
balloonosphere.
That's amazing.
Yeah, or 2007 Ford dealership extravaganza sale blowout.
Oh yeah, yeah, the big monkeys.
Yeah.
We're not monkeying around with low prices.
Yeah.
We've gone bananas with our low prices.
These prices are so crazy they'll throw feces on you.
I know, I love that.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's very catchy. I got guilted into buying 3 cars that way.
Mm.
I didn't want them to throw shit on me.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you got your Ford Taurus.
Yeah, hey, look at that.
What's that? What's
You're up? Now leaving Las Vegas.
Well, that doesn't
what
make
does that
sense.
Mean? How do we...
Is that like that song?
The Sheryl Crow song?
Yeah. You think they're promoting that here?
I love Sheryl Crow and Bonnie Raitt.
I do too. She's amazing.
Bonnie Raitt plays a mean slide guitar.
Man, I wish they would all get together with Melissa Etheridge and cut an album.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. It'd be like the Traveling Wilburys. It could be like the Stationary Huckleberries.
Like the Traveling Wilburys, but with less drugs and more boring.
Yeah. Less insanity. Yeah. And staring off into the distance.
Inconsequential. You know, I really want to go to the Lilith Fair this year. I heard they got some amazing acts.
Oh, wow.
Sarah McLachlan? Anyone?
Yeah. Hey.
Tori Amos?
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone say Tori Amos?
Torn Up Anus? I love her.
Torn Up Anus.
And then, who else is there?
Who's that girl?
Indigo Girls?
I love the Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
They've been together for too long.
That Galileo. It's a good one.
Big fan of that girl, that young woman that sings that song. I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch, I'm a bitch.
That's a great one.
Love that song.
Love that
it's
one.
It's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that, What If God Was One of Us?
Sure.
Love that.
Oh, Joan Osborne?
Uh-huh.
She's Ozzy Osborne's niece.
I've heard that. It's amazing.
Yeah. Small world.
It is. You know, if only I could just listen to female singer-songwriter music, or male for that matter. I mean, big fan of Jacob Dylan.
Yeah.
Wallflowers. They got some very catchy tunes.
No kidding. If there could be an Adam Fair, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
You could have Ben Harper and...
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, G Love and the Special Sauce.
Hootie.
Hootie?
Just Hootie by himself.
Yeah.
Playing country.
Hootie solo.
Second stage, maybe.
Right. Side stage. Maybe you could get Perry Farrell. He always needs money for heroin. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you do something different with your ghost self?
Well, my hair. I did. Thank you for note. I did cut my hair.
No, not that. Susie, you look solid. How'd you make yourself solid?
Well, I've been working out a little bit. Kind of learn how to grab the.
You're looking human-y. You look like a human.
Look at this. Look, I got my body back. What's that about?
That doesn't make sense.
This is weird. Is this some sort of illusion? This is amazing. Sam, look. You're not pale anymore.
What?
Look in the mirror.
Huh.
You're in the mirror.
Wow. Wow. I'm in the mirror. I look like I've gotten some sun.
Well, this is truly, this is fantastic.
What the hell happened? Hold on. I'm pulling over the car.
You manifest your own destiny. You know, you just, it's what we really wanted and we got it.
Man, it's like we made a wish and left New Orleans and it came true.
Just proof positive that New Orleans is fantastically oppressive. Yeah, here's a good spot.
Yeah, pull over right here. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Look at this, dude. I can't fly.
Here, have some of this. Have some of this garlic pizza I saved.
Ooh, we try that.
How do you like that?
Oh my god, I can eat it. I can eat it, and it's delicious.
This is so fantastic.
It doesn't taste like flesh or bile or any of the other humors. Wow, this is great. I'm not a vampire anymore.
Something happened.
Something did happen. What happened?
I don't know. I can't. I'm not a goat. Look, I can't. That's not.
Man, that
I can't
sucks.
Do it. Yeah, I'm not scary anymore.
You're not scary.
I don't have. Wait, and I don't have the voice.
You know,
either.
You don't.
This is amazing.
Man, you are so unhaunting. I mean, you're typically pretty haunting, but not like, you know, ghost haunting.
Well, Sam, do you think I could still go to my favorite haunts?
Oh, I'm sure you can still go there as long as you still have your club card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look, wow. Look at the city.
Wow.
That's not New Orleans.
That's not New Orleans. There's that sign now entering Las Vegas. Robbie, you didn't take us to New Orleans.
Well, I thought that it looked, I don't know.
You took us to Las Vegas.
I forgot. I did. I stopped for gas, but
drugs.
I forgot. Yeah. Oh, man.
Who knows where we
didn't
went.
Even go. We only went like
man,
200
miles.
We?
Yeah.
That's great.
We barely even got out of the state.
Well, we went to New Jersey.
Well, I know we went to Philadelphia. Wow. I must have been asleep a lot longer than you said I
was. Jeez, this is crazy,
dude. It's what we were like in New Orleans, Las Vegas.
Yeah, little New Orleans. It's amazing. No wonder it looks so plastic. I didn't realize that all the tourists
they went
with it,
all out.
They did.
It seems so real.
It was like Silver Dollar City, but except for it was New Orleans and inside Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it, though. How did I become a vampire and you became a ghost? I mean, is that just, like, part of the excitement?
Everything's bigger in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas. Little Vegas.
Well, maybe what does happen in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, okay, yeah. I knew there was some sort of cliche to say that went along with
what we
were talking about.
Maybe if we return, I will become a vampire again, and you'll become a ghost.
Oh, let's not try that soon,
man,
buddy. All right.
That blows. We're just gonna have to go to Reno if we ever want to do any illegal gambling.
That'll be okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
they got sluttier prostitutes there anyway. Well, shit. Let's get back on the road. Get
to
the office. Yeah.
All right.
We've got our whole life to live.
We've got our whole life to live, and we're not gonna look back.
Yeah, not looking back.
No looking back. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Order of the day to come. Thus the end begins. Darkest hour, obsidian, cast in stone. The center moon on high, it portends what will be the end. Alchemy of rising sun, night distilled into gold, behold. The dawn, golden dawn, darkness turns to righteousness, order of golden dawn, eastern rising sun, boxers rebellion, vests of righteousness, order of golden dawn, eastern rising sun, boxers. Heed the warning, bloody red morning sky, soldiers now beware. Drink the tea, liquid shield, rude invincible.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
I've worked miracles, sir.
Oh, there you go. What kind?
Miracles happen every day. Miracles happen every day. I've worked miracles, sir. I've worked miracles, sir. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. Oh, there you go. What kind? Miracles happen every day. I've worked miracles, sir. I found people that just needed that one thing, and I provided that one thing at great impossibility.
There's a lot to be said for communication.